Public polling data from 2013 found that two-thirds of African Americans see the criminal justice system as biased against them, compared to one-quarter of white Americans. The report from the Washington, D.C.-based Sentencing Project recommends changing that with laws already adopted in Iowa, Connecticut, and Minnesota that require legislators to write racial impact statements before passing new criminal penalties. Former Madison Police Chief Noble Ray was the co-chair of Governor Jim Doyle's 2008 Commission on Reducing Racial Disparities in Wisconsin's Criminal Justice System. He says such a law was considered by the commission.
That puts decision makers in the right mindset. It's proactive. It's so hard to undo policies, procedures, and practices after the fact. But when you raise the questions before the fact, and people have to understand that, that is a lot better.
Another member of the 2008 Commission, Jennifer Bias, is with the State Public Defender's Office. She says Wisconsin leads the nation in racial disparity in its prison population, so it's time to do something about the connection between race and crime, not just talk about it. She says Milwaukee's district attorney has already taken the first step.
The drug charges were disproportionately prosecuted against racial and ethnic minorities in his community, and then making a specific decision to not charge certain types of crimes.
Bias says other counties are hoping to shrink racial disparities by reducing the number of crimes that juveniles can be locked up for. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.